quitting by gradual withdrawal is the same term that people use when they say they're cutting down on smoking. And it has a popular appeal. When people hear, like, or think about quitting smoking, they think that it's got to be easier than if they cut down gradually than if they just all of a sudden just stop smoking, you know, going cold turkey. And while it may sound great in theory that, oh, it's got to be less severe if you just cut down than it would be to just stop, in theory, it works. In reality, it is probably the biggest mistake people make when they try to quit smoking. Very few people are able to quit smoking by gradually withdrawing. What it does is it just takes withdrawal and extends it over the time period that these people are doing this cut-down process. In many cases, the withdrawal will be even more severe than if they had just gone cold turkey to start with. I can't guarantee it'll be more severe, but I can guarantee it's going to go longer. It's going to go as long as the person does it. I talk about this in clinics, and the way I talk about it is I tell people if they encounter family members or friends or coworkers, people who they really can't stand. I mean people who they really despise. And when it really comes down to it, to pull the stunt that I'm about to suggest, you better really hate the individual. If you've got a person who you feel that strongly about and you want to make their life a living hell, tell them that you quit smoking and tell them you found this wonderful technique and you want to share it with them and you're going to help them do it. The technique is they just have to smoke one less cigarette every single day. So if the person's a two-pack-a-day smoker, you tell them that tomorrow you want to see if they could just smoke 39. Now, if you tell this to most smokers who smoke 40 a day that tomorrow they could only smoke 39, they'll say, well, I can do that. And you should lay it in a little bit thick and say, no, you know, I don't think you can. You know, I've known you quite a while, and, you know, I just don't think you have the intestinal fortitude. You know, I'd be thrilled if you could do it, but, gee, I don't think you can. Well, when you call them up the next day, I can pretty much ensure they will have been able to smoke 39 and sound fine. Then again, you lay it in thick, saying, oh, gosh, I'm so proud of you. You know, I didn't think you can do it. That's great. Oh, yeah, I think you're going to pull this off. This is wonderful. Listen, tomorrow, just smoke 38. You call them up the next day. There's a real good chance they will have smoked only 38. And then you tell them how proud you are of them. You tell them how wonderful they are. Again, laying it in thick at every opportunity. That this is just miraculous. You're well on the road to succeeding here. You're going to quit smoking. You're going to save your life. Tomorrow, smoke 37. Repeat this day after day after day. When you're about 10 days into the program, they're down to about 30 cigarettes a day. Up to this point, this won't be too much fun for you because you're having to talk to this person every day. You're having to compliment this person every day. And again, keep in mind, the criteria here, you really should hate this person. But when you're still dealing with them at the 30 cigarettes a day, they don't sound that bad. In fact, they sound pretty good considering. Go another 10 days, though. Same technique, just lower and lower. When you get them down to about 20 a day, well, then you'll start to hear an edge in their voice. You see, they're now getting a reduced amount of cigarettes of what they need, a reduced amount of nicotine of what they need. And they're starting to feel little symptoms. But tell them, oh, come on, hang in there. It's worth it. You're so close. Come on, just 19 tomorrow. When you go another 10 days or so, and you got them down to about 10 a day, this is where you start having fun. You see, because these people are starting to intensify their withdrawal pretty strong. They're not feeling good. And the fun part for you, if you really start to understand what's going on here, they're no closer to quitting the day they started this process. You've been pulling them down this path, which is inducing a slow amount of suffering, a little bit of pain. You're torturing these people. And they're going to have nothing to show at the end of this program. When you start to really just have a blast with this, is when you're about 37 days into the program. Now they're down to 3 a day. These people are in pain. They're in pain. They are in peak withdrawal. And let's understand something. There's no sign of this thing letting up at this point in time. You say, come on, just one more day. And then you do that the next day. You finally get them down to zero. This is the day that they've quit smoking. Everything they've done up to this point, again, was for your entertainment value. It was doing nothing for them. Well, you got them down to zero. Now when you call them the next day, and the next day, these people are in peak withdrawal syndromes. When you go for the kill, is when you call them on the third day and they're still having a really rough time, and you say, "Oh gosh, this sounds terrible. Gosh, if you're feeling this bad, just take a cigarette every now and then. You know, just smoke one cigarette a day. In fact, if you really want to do this right, tell them to just smoke one cigarette every third day. This is the way to just totally destroy this person's ability to quit. At least the other way, okay, so they went through, you know, 40 days for nothing, but at least if they had gone the 72 hours without taking a cigarette, well, then everything would have started easing up. But if you implement this plan and you now tell them that, you know, there's something really bad on that, you know, third day, just take a cigarette, and then you repeat that a couple of days later, and you repeat that a couple of days later, you are ensuring these people are never going to get off smoking, and they're going to be in chronic withdrawal for as long as they carry out that plan. I hope there's no one you hate in your life this much to do this. I hope not. But let's understand, this is what people do to themselves. You will hear people who constantly say they're going to try to cut down, then it gets bad after they're off a few days, and then they have a cigarette, you know, just to make it better. Again, you have to hate a person to do this to them. If you're doing it to yourself, what is this saying? Don't torture yourself. Never torture another person like this. Never torture yourself like this. Yes, quitting smoking cold turkey is hard. It is. It can be hard for people. And sometimes it's easy. Some individuals quit with minimal problems, and some people find it hard. But while quitting by cold turkey is hard, quitting by this technique is virtually impossible. If you have a choice between hard and impossible, go for hard. You'll have something to show at the end of a hard effort. You will have nothing to show at the end of an impossible effort. The way to quit smoking, the most humane way for an individual to quit smoking for themselves, the most humane thing to do for themselves, is to simply quit smoking and then to make and stick to a commitment so they never have to go through quitting again, to never take another puff.